Good evening.
Good evening.
Anna, are you the only one on?
I think so. I only heard music.
Okay. I'm going to want to excuse myself for 5 minutes, and then I'll come back on. So I'm going to hang up, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
And then I will answer your question.
Okay. If anybody comes on, I'll let them know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. No one else came on, I know.
Okay. Well, we can still answer the question unless you have more than one.
No, that was what was on my mind.
Okay. Well, why don't you verbalize the question for the recording?
Okay. Well, I was wondering if there was a correlation between the scouts and their scoutmaster, the young boys that were from Thailand that were in the cave for a couple of weeks. Because it seemed to be about the same time as or near or close to the time of the Parsha of Korach. And I just wondered if there was a correlation between the two. And I saw the same thing you did as far as the number. You know, the number of students and the whole world was focused on their attention. And really, I felt like a lot of people were praying for their rescue. And then the idea that somebody had to die in the process, all that is just sort of a muddle. But so if you can put all that together for me.
Well,
with some insight.
I didn't have time today. Do you have access quickly to a Hebrew calendar so that you can see when the date of the Parsha of Korach?
Yes, let's see. Okay, it was June the 16th. It was the 3rd of Tammuz.
So, literally, they have been, it was at that week, the week after the Korach is when it was. So, it is related.
Okay.
To the natural disasters.
Okay.
We also see the control of the natural disasters because the prayers to save the children is what delayed the rains. So that they could be rescued. The correlation between the 12 students and the teacher, who was the teacher, had been teaching them meditation. That all is relating to the to the 12 tribes, but the idea of the meditation being taught. The type of meditation that he was teaching them is similar to Hebrew meditation, except it doesn't utilize the Hebrew letters. But the most powerful metaphor to explain the correlation is the concept of they were in total darkness, and then they come out of the light after approximately what was exactly 18 days for the last one, plus the 11 days that they were missing. So the 29 total days where they were in darkness, then coming out into the light, the 29 is the month of Av. So there is a correlation that I hesitate to say this on the recording because it really takes a lot of understanding and relationships to explain it. There is a the discussions coming from Israel, from the students of the Kabbalah in the last year, has been around the idea of a process of Mashiach rather than an individual. They're not walking away from the idea of a single individual, but the process of Mashiach, the individual will not manifest until the process is complete. The process has the idea of the footsteps of Mashiach. But what's being expressed now is that the process, that the footsteps has really was completed with the establishment of the modern state of Israel. And that the recent embassy shift of the United States, which so upset the world, was related to the end of the process of the Mashiach. And the 12 children being nominally not Jewish, but more than likely because of their relationship to the meditation and the teachings, they would be, since they're following a spiritual path, they would be considered Jewish according to the way the Kabbalah looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea that the nation of Israel is coming out of the darkness into the light, and that is the what I got from my questioning after you asked it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Well, today I think I was basically cleaning my kitchen, so I wasn't actually watching TV, but occasionally the way my kitchen is, I can see the screen from time to time, and I think there was a feature, a little short session about them, and they were interviewing the boys is what it was, and one of them said he encouraged the others. You know, he said, be strong, be of courage, and I thought, oh, that sounds just like Joshua in the, you know, in the Torah. And, you know, then there was something else that I was trying to think that I thought about. I really wondered if they couldn't have been a reincarnation of some of those from Korok's followers that had ended up, you know, being swallowed up by the earth.
There's some validity to that.
Mm-hmm.
If we struggled with the genealogy of Korach, it would be interesting to see how many children he had.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we have that they did to Shuvah, so they didn't really stay in Sheol. They didn't enter Sheol. So they were going to be reincarnating.
Well, a few of them were really, really young. I mean, real young. I mean, they looked maybe 7 years old.
The youngest was 11. Most of them were 12.
Okay. A couple of them looked really young.
Yeah, well, generally, Oriental people do look younger.
Or smaller.
Relative to Caucasian.
Yeah.
There is also a connection to the idea that they were in their 12th year, the level of their ruach had not been given. So this is the idea that this is the first aspect of the nefesh of the Mashiach consciousness. Coming out of the darkness into the light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was there the person, the Navy SEAL that died in the process of trying to rescue right in the beginning, did that play a part?
And he was 38 years old when he died. In meaning he was in his 39th year.
Mm-hmm.
They may have been saying it 38 years in the Oriental system, which means he would be considered 37 in the Western world. As a 37-year-old, or as 37, the number 37, as you know, relates to Bina consciousness. So... and dying is not dying, it's a renewal. So that would be the reason for his death, to demonstrate the renewal of Bina. But of course, you know, we can make up all of these things. Do we know for certain? No. But you have a general sense. There is never a coincidence, so there, all of these things have validity.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though it's technically over, it's been on my mind, you know, so I'm wondering why I'm having to think about it so much.
What's going to be interesting is to watch what happens with these 12 children and how they progress through their life. Because part of the theory that is being expressed about the process of Mashiach, part of that that's being expressed is is saying that the Mashiach was to have come at the end of the year 5778. And so that it would tie together, and since it'll be interesting to see how their souls develop and how their lives develop as we continue to see this.
Well, I have a feeling they'll do a documentary or they'll do a film in time. You know, there'll be a story.
Definitely.
That'll come out of.
But whether it be done by a Kabbalist so we can have this discussion in it, I don't know.
You're right.
That I would doubt. The Kabbalah tends to be very concealed.
Right. But sometimes in that we can see behind the lines, too. You know, it still can give some insight or some more things to ponder.
I agree.
You know, so. Well, thank you. Appreciate your thoughts and your insights. I hadn't thought about the age of the person that had passed away, you know, the Navy SEAL that had died.
Right.
And I hadn't connected it to Bina either. I don't know that I would have done that. So I thank you. I also have a tendency to forget we can add, we can subtract, we can multiply, you know, these numbers in gematria. And we don't have to just take the numbers just at face value, you know. Some of these things we know, but I know, you know, we just don't think about it. So that was good.
Yeah, I am waiting. So far, the question hasn't been revealed to me, but, I mean, the answer hasn't been revealed to me, but I've been asking for a few years now. With all the different types of gematria, and I've been putting the four different types in the emails, with all the different types, and there's 10 types essentially. So, trying to tie it to a specific sephirah, and I'm waiting for that to be revealed. I'm sure it's already been revealed in one of the Kabbalist writings, but it hasn't been translated yet.
Okay.
And that's going to be interesting as well.
Okay.
You have a good
evening. Somebody else may have come on. I thought I heard a beep earlier.
I know I hit some buttons, so let me check anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is somebody else on.
Oh, it's Malka. I was just thinking about what y'all were discussing about the young boys and their teacher. It's, you know, they definitely went through a mikvah in the cave. I don't know if y'all discussed that before I came on.
No, well, basically the question that was asked was that the time when they got lost was the week right after the Parashat Korach, which deals with natural disasters and deals with other issues as well. And Hannah was asking, I think you'd heard her ask the other night, she was asking about the relationship of these 12 boys and the coach, which is the 13th, the one who died, and what was the metaphorical meaning and how did it relate to Korach and so forth. And we basically went through a lot of different ideas explaining that. Did you have any other questions you wanted to ask, Malka?
I don't know, sir, not the moment.
You don't have anything tonight on anything else? Okay. So I'll wish you all a beautiful evening. And tomorrow we will have our two classes normally.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.